Acts 9:20 through 25. And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. And when many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul. They were watching at the gates day and night in order to kill him. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket.
You know, this story, this is the word of the Lord. This story is still kind of told all the time. I hear this story, this very story, literally all the time. You know, Josh Youssef, works with Help the Persecuted. I've had a lot of friends that have been missionaries in a Muslim context, and it's always this story. Someone comes out of a Muslim context, previously skeptical at the very least, but hateful, abusive toward Christians, and then they're converted. Jesus meets them. Jesus a lot of times comes to them kind of in a similar way. I've heard that story too, where Jesus has appeared to people in a vision. They come to Christ, they come to faith, they become a Christian, they start telling people about Jesus because they've just had this amazing experience. And then even sometimes their own family wants to kill them. There was this amazing story last year. There was a buddy of mine named Bobby Lane. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name, but hopefully our Daily Rhythm folks aren't going to turn his name in. But I won't say where he's serving. So Bobby Lane, he was serving as a missionary. He actually was able to lead this guy to faith in Christ who had been like a member of Al-Qaeda.
Oh, wow.
And he came to faith, same story, you know, exact story. And then everyone was trying to kill him. But they kept being stopped. I mean, it's this crazy story. I mean, it reminded me of the book of Acts. Like at one point, like his dad ripped up his Bible. And then his dad got like this disease on his hands after doing that.
Oh yeah, that is very Bible-like.
Yeah, and then there was another time where like his uncle tried to shoot him. I mean, this happened last year.
Wow.
Like I'm getting updates from Bobby Lane and I'm like listening to this and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, I just couldn't wait to hear the next story, you know? And so far as I know, the last update, I mean, the guy's still alive, but his uncle tried to kill him with some other guys. One of those guys, during the middle of his uncle trying to kill him, shot the uncle.
Wow.
I know. I'm telling you. And because that guy had started to believe. I mean, probably not. I don't know if like, this may not be the best discipleship right now. But I mean, this is the kind of thing. I mean, I think we hear about this stuff and we're like, oh man, that happened a long time ago. Or is it fanciful or whatever. Like this is happening in the world today. I mean, this is like, I'm telling a story from 2020. And so then that guy, you know, then that guy had to go into hiding. And then the initial guy had to go into hiding. And then, you know, I can't remember like the end of the story, but eventually like his dad had only had the hand thing. He wasn't dead or anything yet. His dad got really sick. His mom was converted. His dad had to go away to a facility like while he was sick. It was a very kind of complex story.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, the Lord is still at work. People are being changed, but these kinds of reactions are still happening all around the world. And I think for American Christianity, it's like we get so caught up in this may happen or that may happen, or my neighbor gave me a mean look or whatever, that we don't realize that there actually is actual persecution happening all over the world. And people are having to be as courageous and as heroic as we see Saul being here. Which is a crazy story. He was just one of these guys.
How quick they turned.
And then they were like, well, if he's not with us, we're going to get rid of him.
I, as you tell that story, I'm one amazed at the continuation of the work of the Lord. It's like, I know the scriptures have been written, but it's almost like an Acts part two, what you're describing. It's amazing.
And Acts part two has been going on like since Acts. I mean, it's not like it's just now in the 21st century that this is happening again. Like, throughout the history of the church, there's been heavy consequences for following the name of Jesus, and people have followed him with courage and with the same kind of veracity that we see here.
And that's where I kind of bring it back, like you said, to here. what's my excuse for not being proud of the name of Jesus, for not trying to be winsome for Christ, to not try to share Christ with folks because I might get a bad look? Because, yeah. You know,
the question becomes, Thomas, do you really believe? Mm. Do you really believe that Jesus is the way of life? It's not like what my excuse is. It's just, do you really believe? Like, has God really saved you? Has God really moved in your life in such a way that you're like, of course I'm going to share this with people because this is true. This is real. There's consequences here. Now, I think, you know, again, like how we do that, we want to do that in a, you know, in a way that represents our Lord well, that's a faithful ambassador of him. And I think Christians can get into that problem too. They become like self-righteous jerks. Mm-hmm. But do we face the world with compassion and in a winsome way toward Christ?
And I love the one line in verse 22 where it says that he was proving that Jesus was the Christ. He was going back to the scriptures and letting the scriptures speak.
Right.
And people began to respond to the truth of the scriptures as he explained them in relationship to who Jesus is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful.
I love it. I love it. Which is, again, for us, if we want to be effective like Paul, let's know our word. Let's see how Christ fulfills it. Let's see how Christ is the answer, not just to the scripture, though he is, but the answer to everything. Mm-hmm. And it will be a winsome message. So for Thomas Nelson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.